from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See or think of yourself as the greatest dual threat to ever play the game?
No, Lamar Jackson.
What? Why so? Why Lamar?
Well, Lamar's style is a little different than mine. He got big play, any play.
Yeah.
Yes, he got speed that I never had. Mm-hmm. And he's just electric. And then, like, I play the game more powerful.
You're gonna run through you. They might run around you.
Yeah, I can run, but I'm gonna probably get caught.
That is Cam Newton on the 4th and 1 podcast. How do we feel about that? Cam Newton says Lamar Jackson is the greatest dual threat quarterback of all time. Already.
Yeah, sure. It's fine. I mean, statistically, Josh Allen has the has some unbelievable numbers.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I have no issue with anyone saying that about Lamar Jackson. He's a 2-time MVP. And yeah, not just because he runs. He's won MVP because of his passing stats as well.
Could you say Allen?
I think you could make an argument for Allen, absolutely, with the numbers he's put up. Both to passing and rushing. He's done things that no one else ever has.
Yeah. Are they going to be 1 and 2 in this? Like, this is a very very specific. You're really just attaching one phrase to quarterback. Because, you know, Mahomes, Brady, you just want to say greatest quarterbacks of all time, you can have that debate. If I just attach the phrase dual threat to the start of it, are these guys going to be, like, the top two? Who's the answer before them? Was it Steve Young?
Steve Young, Randall Cunningham.
Fran Tarkenton, if I go way back, probably, right? Would be this. Vic, of course, would come up.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Vic just, I guess he never was that great of a passer, right? He had moments.
Right, that's important here, right? Is you better be able to throw. Dual threat means the duel is running and passing. You got to be an amazing passer. Vic was a very good passer, but, you know, that's why I almost want to put Allen in here. I talked about this a little on Friday. Like, I wonder, Allen with the rushing touchdowns also, by the way.
I mean, the issue is, if you go back even to, like, John Elway could run a little bit. But he wasn't, right. like back then, though, he was considered, oh my God, he's a good runner. You know what I mean?
Among his peers, wasn't he, like,
yes,
as mobile
yes,
as it really
yes.
got?
That's exactly right. For his size, he was Allen. He was Allen, but in a different era. Steve Young was the runner, running, kind of like, oh my God, this guy can kind of do all that.
I didn't watch Steve Young play, but I feel like Young would be someone I'd want to champion here. Especially like for his era, doing what he did.
I mean, I think, It just depends when depending on what era it is and what was asked of the quarterback and what we consider running quarterbacks at the time and what they were able to do. That's what makes it tough. Donovan McNabb was a good dual threat quarterback. I mean, you'd probably put him in the top 10 if you're doing a list or something like that.
Do you know where Allen ranks all time in quarterback rushing yards? Where does Allen rank all time?
Quarterback rushing yards.
Quarterback rushing yards.
I mean,
right now, before he's even hit, isn't he not even 28 yet?
Top 10? Am I right?
He's eighth.
Oh, I was going to say seven or eight. Damn.
He's all eighth.
Yeah.
He's only behind Vic. Mm-hmm. Vic's number one. Newton is number two. Russell Wilson is number three.
Yeah, Wilson gets thrown around. I just did a little Google, and Wilson's in a lot of these discussions.
Yep. Lamar is number four. And Lamar needs 900 yards for the most all time. So he might even break that record this year. Cunningham is fifth. Steve Young is sixth. Tarkenton is seventh. And then Allen is eighth, right above the late, great Steve McNair, who is ninth. Again, though, if you want to throw touchdowns into the mix here, you know where Allen ranks in touchdowns?
First.
Second. Newton's first by 22.
Okay.
But, like, you'll get that, right? 22
this
more
is rushing
yards?
Touchdowns only?
Rushing touchdowns only. He's second all time amongst quarterbacks. So, I don't know, just he could be, depends how long Lamar plays, how long Allen plays, it's a part of this too. 803-0550 is the phone number. This was not the tweet, by the way, I wanted to get to on quarterbacks in like all time. So Scott Kazmaier, who a very good follow on Twitter, NFL writer, he's working on a story, and he tweeted late last night, for my upcoming article, this is a tweet I have a problem with. Or an argument I have a problem with. He says, we didn't know how good we had it. With Mannings, Brady, Breeze, Ben, Rogers, Ryan, Russ, Romo, Rivers. Those are the nine names he says. Then he adds, now it's Mahomes, and everyone else is at the annual Oppression Olympics as their fans create straw men for them to overcome. Isn't he saying there, the last quarterback generation was unbelievable, and right now it's just Mahomes. Isn't that kind of what he's implying? Before I go on this, because I definitely have a problem with that, isn't this quarterback generation relatively as good, just as good? It's not, like, so different, is it?
I think this group of quarterbacks is as good of a young group as we've seen since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's where I come in. Like, okay.
I mean, and what are we talking early 2000s? Eli, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees. These guys came into the league, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Early 2000s. Like, this is the, Roethlisberger, as he mentioned. This is as good of a young group as we've seen in a long time. And that group was the best group we saw since the 80s.
Yeah.
As a young group coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm talking Kelly, Marino, Elway, the famous 83 class, Boomer in 84, and a bunch of guys that came along right after that.
Yeah.
You get this every 20 years, which is what it is now. Think about it. You get every 20 years, to me, this replacement of really good group of young quarterbacks. In the 70s, I guess, you would say, it was like Dan Fouts, and there was this group of guys who were really good passers, and Joe Montana, Dan Fouts. I don't know if you want to count Phil Sims. He wasn't a great quarterback. He won. But then maybe quarterback career span wasn't as long. So 15 years later, you get 10 to 15, Marino, Kelly, Elway, Boomer, a bunch of guys that come along. Then you get your Bledsoes and guys like that. Then you get the early 2000s group we just talked about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talked about. Then you get 20 years later, this group.
I feel like this group isn't below that group. I just think it's about, I think you're comparing, or at least Scott here is comparing whole careers to half of careers, or not even that. Like, if the, you know, if we want to use Brady and Mahomes here as like, okay, they're the lead dogs in these groups, it's kind of what Scott's saying, right? Like, okay, that era had Brady, but then it had all these guys right below that, and Mahomes here is like the only guy at the top, and then everybody else is just second best, and it's not even close. Like, to me, like, how different is that? Because how old's Mahomes? Mahomes is 29 years old. He's not even 30 yet. And so, I would challenge anyone to go look at before Brady's 30th birthday. Where was that generation of quarterbacks? Where were all those guys at? Brady, like Mahomes, had won 3 Super Bowls, right? That also would have been, he would have had that Patriots 17-0 season in there, 16-0 season in there, where he put up a million yards. Where were all the other guys? And I looked, because that's where Mahomes is at right now. And Manning had MVPs, but couldn't get it done in the playoffs. Who does that sound like? I won't even use Allen for this, by the way. I'll use Jackson. Because Jackson, even though I know very different styles, MVPs, but right now the thing about him is the guy can't perform in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. How about Roethlisberger and Burrow, who both made it to Super Bowls pretty early on, and this is how deep into it I went. Burrow, I would say, was just unlucky he couldn't win his Super Bowl with 9 completions. Because the Super Bowl Roethlisberger had, at that point in time, he had 100 yards. Again, I don't want to take it all away from him. You know, he mentions Romo, by the way. Romo had started 1 year, and it was a great year, but okay, C.J. Stroud then. C.J. Stroud's had one big year before Mahomes turns 30.
How about me, by the way? I didn't even mention Brady. I said all those early 2000s guys, or Romo, for that matter.
Well, because Brady kind of was in like all of them.
I do want to defend Scott a little bit here, the tweet. Because I've been following up and reading some of the responses.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's saying, I think he might only be saying about the accomplishments. Like, Mahomes is winning everything.
Yeah.
And He's saying at least we had guys like Manning and Roethlisberger and Breeze who won Super Bowls, and even Rodgers a while ago. Like, yes, now it's only Mahomes winning right now is what for the young guys is what he's saying. Stafford did win a Super Bowl. He's older though. If you go to one of his follow up tweets, he just says right now it's sketchy. Mahomes helps it by having the best start ever, but his success limits his peers from achieving more.
And see, I get that. But you could have said the same thing about Brady 20 years ago.
Right.
He had won 3, and as I mentioned, Roethlisberger had won by that point, even though he had 9 completions in that Super Bowl. And then, like, all these other names he's mentioning, Rodgers hadn't won yet, and Rivers hadn't won yet. Rivers never won. Manning hadn't won yet. Like, to me, there's still plenty of time for all of these guys to accomplish. And a few of them are, how many, okay, so if you want to just do it by Super Bowls, so we just don't count rings here, how many of those guys that he mentioned went on to win Super Bowls? The Mannings did, Breeze got his 1, Roethlisberger got a couple, Rodgers got his 1. And then after that, Wilson. That's it. So six of those guys. I mean, is that to say that Mahomes and like two other players are going to win every Super Bowl? Six quarterbacks will win in the next 10 years. Right? That's not a crazy number. To say that all of these guys, Allen, Lamar, Stroud, Justin Herbert, if you want to include him, Burrow, all to say none of those guys are going to win, like, not all of them won't. I definitely agree with that. Like, all of them will not. At the end of this generation of quarterback, all of these crazy talented quarterbacks that are pretty much all in the AFC, by the way, one of them, two of them, three of them are not going to win Super Bowls, and it will be a thing about them. But the other half's going to do it. There's just too many years. There's too much talent. Mahomes is not going to win every single Super Bowl. Like, these other guys, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, Herbert, Stroud, like, three of those guys will win Super Bowls. And I feel pretty comfortable in saying that. There's just too many years. There's too many opportunities. And you know the Chiefs aren't going to win every single one. It's just too hard to do it. It's just too hard to do it.
ESPN's Mike Greenberg did I remember maybe offseason, right when the offseason ended, he had a segment on who's the next quarterback to win their first Super Bowl. Okay, he did this.
Yeah.
And he listed five. Where do you think Josh Allen fell? He did them in order of what he thought were the most likely. Next quarterback to win their first Super Bowl. I believe he had five listed.
I mean, I think he should be like number two or three. Number two or three, I would say.
Yeah, he didn't have him listed.
Not in the top five?
Correct. Yep, correct.
Can I guess real quick at who he has listed?
Yeah, here it is. I'm trying to find it right now.
I'm going to guess he has Burrow listed.
Okay, here we go. He says...
Let me gather myself for a minute. I'm going to guess these five names. We'll do that right when we come back. Short segment when we come back before the top of the hour.
Okay, we'll I have them now. Right. Yep.
All right, I'm going to guess at who did this list again?
Mike Greenberg of ESPN. Let me just get the date on this. He did this after the season ended. It was in February. Okay, he did this in February. Mike Greenberg had a segment. I remember watching this going, okay, where's Allen? He never listed him. He has top five in order, most likely, quarterbacks to win their first Super Bowl. Next quarterback to win his first Super Bowl.
All right, let me figure this list out when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.